Remember Mount St. Helens, that volcano that exploded back in 1980? Well, over the weekend, a man fell into that volcano, and he lived to tell the story. On Saturday, John Slemp was cruising the mountain's lower slopes with his son and a friend. His son had just returned from a year's tour in Iraq. They parked their snowmobiles and began to climb. Up they went over ice and fresh snow. It was a gorgeous day, and they wanted to see the view from the top. But when they reached the rim of the crater, Mr. Slemp went a little too far. The snow at the edge of the rim gave way, and he fell hundreds of feet down into the crater. Hours later, Will Renta arrived on the scene. He's a volunteer medical technician with North Country Emergency Medical Service, and he joins us now from Yakult, Washington. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Now, I understand that you were on a helicopter that flew into the crater. What did it look like coming inside that crater?
Well, it's impressive. Quite a large area. He was still on the wall, so it was a steep slope.
And was he was conscious, even though
yes.
He took quite a fall?
Yes, he was standing up, waving at us, trying to get our attention.
How'd you actually get him out?
We flew in and had one other individual with us, and we tried to land, and it was just a little bit too heavy. So we went back over and landed on the dome and deposited one individual and some of the gear there and flew back over and were able to do a one skid landing on the snow, which doesn't give very much stability. And I offloaded, and the helicopter left me there to treat the patient.
You mentioned the dome. What is that?
Well, it's the lava dome that's in the middle of the volcano there that's been building for some period of time.
Oh, so you don't want to disturb that?
Oh, it's they've been landing on it a lot. There is where we landed monitoring equipment set up there. The pilot that flew us in there has spent a tremendous amount of time in there. And, yeah, he chose to put us down in that location.
So they left you to treat the patient. What kind of condition was John Slemp in?
He was upbeat, surprisingly good condition from what one would expect. Naturally had a few bumps and bruises and was, favoring one leg. But overall, generally pretty good condition. He was getting cold. It's late in the day and been there for a while.
Ever done anything like this before?
Every rescue is interesting and different. This one is definitely interesting and different, for sure.
Is this the first time that someone has actually fallen inside the crater?
Yes, it is. He is the first one.
So you had no protocol to follow in terms of trying to get inside, get him help, and get him out.
Yes, it's as is with many rescues, you never really know just exactly what you're up against, and so until you get there, what's reported and what you find is can be different at times. So yeah, we weren't sure 100% what to expect, whether we were going to have to traverse a glacier or what we were going to have to do. So we're kind of ready for everything, and actually worked out very good.
Will Renta is a volunteer with a rescue team based near Mount St. Helens in Washington State. Mr. Renta, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.